Thank you. Mother?
First, Chilek. No, Abu. Chilek, look at Chilek. Yes. We'll wait for the rabbi to bring a sefer. Good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm going to ask you a little question. I'll just deposit this question. I mean, who put this question away? But just to introduce the subject, I'm going to ask you a question. A very simple question. It may not be mentioned in the Gemara, but it's Jewish. If there's any custom, any procedure that's Jewish, it's this. And that is when a person is in a tzara, he's in a need. In the case of illness, chas v'sholem, he says tilim. You know, it goes without saying. It's as automatic as anything else. Says to the Rama mentions it too. He's discussing whether what's forbidden, that it's not magic. I'm not going into it. The time of the Rambam, it was an accepted procedure. Now all of us know that the basic part of our davening is tilling. Well, I'll make you laugh a little bit. At the very beginning, they say that the Neder B'Yudah, the great Neder B'Yudah, they invited him to say, if he passed in the town, he should say it, Rosh. And he said, and Neder B'Yudah. So somebody said, he found this, everything that Neder B'Yudah says already in an earlier sefer. What's the big thing of the Neder B'Yudah? So the other fellow said, listen. So what? He says, if David HaMelech could have stolen practically all of Tilly from the Siddur, he said, then this Neder B'Yudah can steal something from the other sefer. The whole Siddur. Doch mamish Tilly. But what is tilling? Basically, when do we say tilling? Sukkot HaZimra. Basically, what is Sukkot HaZimra? Verses of praise, of Zimra, of praise, of song. A person is in a big tzara now. He starts singing. In the whole sefer of tilling, there could be two or three chapters that deal with directly, for example, with illness. Of course, there are many problems in Tilim. That's true. David HaMelech composed Tilim. Avshalom, his son, was running after. He wanted to kill him. It's a big seller. But basically, it's Zimro. So you should say, Olaf, go to the Koisel Marovi and say, Olaf Tilim. You have a sick person, that's the thing to do. Lichure. One would say, if you want to pray for a sick person or for another soul, you compose. There are, incidentally, at the end of Tilim, you add names, and there's a tefillah for the sick person and so forth. Let's leave this question alone. It's an obvious question. What has Ashrei got to do with a person in tzore? But let's go on a little further. Tefillah is a basic part of our emunah. The 13 principles of faith, the Rambam zokt, one of the 13 principles of our faith, And if one does not believe in it, I don't want to mention the name, what he is, what he's considered. It's as if he doesn't believe there's an all Rabbeinu Shalom. The fifth principle of faith is Shelo Levadei Roi Leispalel, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the one to whom prayer must be directed. If tefillah is a basic part of our Torah, let me go a step further. We have to understand what tefillah is. And obviously, when a person is in a tzara, that is the time to be mispalel. If everybody would ask us, what is the basic part of tefillah really? Tefillah is beseeching, asking, summoning the Almighty, so to say, as if we say, bringing to His attention our needs and asking Him to fulfill them. Everyone would say it. But do you know, it's quite apparent that it's not exactly this way. Because if you really want to know what tefillah is, you got to look at tefillah. How the Chazal, how they compose the tefillah? And let me tell you a shtikl Rambam and a Ravid, piece of the Rambam. It is not known, because supposedly he's dealing with something that's, you know what I mean, not practical. There is a din of tefillas nedova. Tefillas, you know, to daven is an obligation. It's one of the 613 commandments. Is tefillah. As to how to daven, the Chachomim have instituted times and forms and nuschois, what to say, what not to say, what you have to say, and so forth, what is basic. We know that. The Gemara deals with tefillas nedova in brachos. What does tefillas nedova mean? Can a person offer a tefillah outside of the obligatory tefillos? We know we have to daven three times a day. He has already daven shachris. Properly. He has daven shachris. And he still feels that he wants to be mispalil. Can he, for example, say Shemin Esrei again? Or is it a bracha levatol? We call that tefillas nedovo. A tefillah that is an offering. It's not obligation. It's just an offering in this particular case and for this person. Now, the tefillos, though, you know, were all instituted in lieu of korbanos. So shachris is in lieu of the offering of a particular korban of tomid. If there's musaf, there's a korban musaf and so forth. So one could say, we cannot. And it's a question of the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Alevai v'yispalei lodom kol hayom kuloi. Alevai, at first, you should be able to pray a whole day. Well, obviously, no one could do that. So the Chachomim have instituted times and forms to daven. But if he wants to offer, Rabbi Yochanan says, he davens the tefillas nedova, and he can repeat the Shomon Esrei one more time. Unlike most brachos, you know, if a person eats an apple, and he says, Baruch Priyo Eitz, takes a bite. He's going to say, I'm going to say another bracha for the second bite. That's the bracha of Batolah. That's sinful. But tefillah, he says, Rabbi Yochanan, tefillah is not just praise. Praising to the Almighty. The Chacham have said, you praise the Almighty one time already. It takes care of whatever the bracha was for. Oh, but since tefillah is an expression of prayer, we need of God's help all the time. For every breath we take. So of course, alavai v'yispal adam kol hayom kulo. Comes the Rambam and he deals in the names of the Goyim. And first of all, he says that on Shabbos, on Shachmish, there is a Tfilas Nedava, but not on Musaf. Person has already done Musaf, and he wants to daven Musaf again. He says no. Because Musaf is in lieu of this Kov Musaf, and the Kov Musaf could not have been brought twice. There's a difference. I don't know exactly that. I'm going to leave this Rambam alone. But the Rambam says there cannot be a Tfilas Nedava on Musaf, only on Shachmis. Further, he says, the Gaonim say that on Shabbos you cannot daven a Tfilas Nedava. Why? Because on Shabbos you cannot bring a Kov Nedava. You know, on Shabbos, there's an allowance to bring korbanos, but that's only for these korbanos that you have to bring, like the Tumim, 365 days a year, no exception, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur. But one cannot bring an offering on Shabbos. It's Chilul Shabbos. So you cannot bring it to the Tumim. But you don't even say this. Comes the Ravid, and he says, he doesn't differ with the Rambam, but he says that, you know, I have a different approach to the whole subject. A very basic one. He says, we don't have to deal. The question here is not, is there a Kol Metfilas Nedava, is there a Kol Nedava or not? He says like this, he says, of course you can't daven Musaf twice, he says. Because after all, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? That if Rabbi Yochanan is the one whose opinion we accept that a person can daven tefilas nedava. Alevai v'yispalei odom kol hayom kulo. Alevai that a person should be able to pray a whole day, because he says, because tefilo is rachamim. What is tefilo? We're asking the Rabbeinu Shlomo for love, for rachmonis. He says a person needs that all day. When he got through davening, he doesn't need the Almighty anymore. He says, how could this pertain? How could this have anything to do with Musaf, he says. Musaf is a tefillah in lieu of the Kol Musaf. Shachmis is different. He says, Musaf is the same thing as Berle Priyoyes. Very interesting. The Ravid says, after all, these prayers on the same thing, the prayer of Shabbos, he says. You know, on Shabbos, we don't ask anything in the tefillah of Shabbos, do you know? What is the difference between the davening of Shabbos in the middle of the week? Why is it shorter on Shabbos? I'm not asking you with a reason for it. But in which way is it shorter? Because we don't have all these prayers in the middle that pertain to people's needs. Right after Kel HaKadosh, there's no need that a human being could be in need of, that there's no prayer in the tefillah, in the 18 brachas that we say every day. In Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. A person needs Seichel. Many of us do. There's a Chorin Ados. In his Parnosim, there's a Birkas Hashonim. Any need that a human being could have is listed in these brachas. On Shabbos, we don't say that. We skip over that. We only say in the middle, we say Baruch of Mekadosh HaShabbos. Like you say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. We mention that it's Shabbos. So he says, since, the Ravid says, since in the Tefillah of Shabbos, he says, we don't need all these Sforas of the Rambam because of Tefillah Nedava, he says. Of course you can't say, you can't daven Musaf. But he says even more than that. On Shabbos you can't even daven Shachmis, he says. Why? Because the only reason we can daven in the middle of week Shachris is because, well, we have asked the Almighty for Seichel. When we got to a davening, we still need Seichel. Need Seichel 24 hours a day. You got to say Atachone. You need Parnose. We need Parnose all the time. He's asked already for Parnose. Ask again for Parnose. We're asking for the Rebbeinu Shlom's help for all of these things. We still in need of it. Why can't he daven again? But he says, not a tefillah of Shabbos. The tefillah of Shabbos is not a tefillah of beseeching, of asking. It's whatever it is. He says, this is like, let me see, tell you what the Ravid says. The Ravid says that the tefillah of Shabbos The
the new Rambams have many commentaries and many pages. It takes longer to turn them. Ani deyo acheres yeshimi. I have a different thought, he says. The Rabbi Yochanan lo yomar ulevai she yispal el kol odom odom kol ayoyim elo bishmenes biyutches brochos shehi tfilas rachmi ubakosho. It's very clear, the Rabbi says. Shmona esrei is a tfilah of bakosho. So of course he can repeat that. He's still in need of it. Rabbi Yochanan says that a vayit should be able to do it a whole day. So he can daven the tefillas nedava. He's daven shachris. He can daven shachris again. He daven mincha. He can daven mincha again. Avol tefillas Shabbos v'yomtiv sheinom elo idois. Tefillas Shabbos v'yomtiv is only thanking God and so forth. Lo yomar Rabbi Yochanan. He says if he's going to do it again, v'myoyde v'yarze v'yede sabroch levatole. It's like Birkas Yetziv, Brochas the Arvis. He gives an example. The first Brochas of Shmoneh Esrei, before you get to Shmoneh Esrei, excuse me, the Brochas that go with Shmoneh Esrei, Goal Yisroel in the morning, Yotzer Amoros, this you cannot repeat. He says, Rabbi Yochanan only says you can repeat Shmoneh Esrei, because these are tefillos of Rachmim, asking the Rabbeinu Shalom for Rachmanes, for help. But the Brochas cannot be repeated. And he says it's the same thing. Birkas Aperos, a broch on an apple. Birkas HaMitzvos, he's already said the broch is putting on film. Laniach Tefillin, he's going to say the broch again. It's a broch of Matola. Because all these brochas are odor. You can only say one time. Tefillo, where it comes, Shmona Esrei, which are bakoshos, we're asking the Almighty. We always need His help. That's what the Rabbi says. But let's get to the point now. This Rivet's commentary over here raises a very basic question. He says that the tefillah of Shabbos and Yom Tov has no bakoshes, right? So what kind of tefillah is it? Did you know that the davening of Shabbos has all the laws of the davening in the middle of the week? You have to take 3 steps. You have to bow down. Every law that pertains to Shmoneh Esrei in the middle of the week pertains to the short Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos. What sort of tefillah is it? He said, we don't ask for anything. What sort of endowment is this Shabbos? What is it? Sabayra Priyo 8 over here. The Siddur says tefillah Shabbos. The beginning of the Siddur, an art scroll, and some of the art scrolls, I don't know who it is, someone quotes Rabbi Shabir Soloveitchik Zechon Livracha in one of his writings, and he says a Siddur, talks about the Siddur. Of course, a Siddur is the technique with which to fulfill the obligation of prayer. But do you know this beautiful siddur that you have is not prayer. It's the technique with which to fulfill prayer. But he said, that's not prayer. You know what it means to say? You mean what the Rambam means to say over here? He says, if you just daven because it's in the siddur, and I daven here because it says tefillah Shabbos, because I have a beautiful siddur, that's not davening. The siddur is a technique with which to fulfill prayer. But that's not prayer. That's not the essence of prayer. This is not prayer. What does it mean to say? Basically, he says a basic fundamental yesod. And this is the proof of it. Tefillah Shabbos.
the fact that the davening of Shabbos has all the laws of a tefillah tells us what Rabbi Shimon Soloveitchik says. What is the tefillah of Shabbos? Let's look at the tefillah of Shabbos. The tefillah of Yom Tov. The first three brachas are the same brachas as we say in Shmoneh Esrei. Up to Okel HaKadosh, it's the same davening. The last three brachas, starting with Ritzei, are the same as we say in every Shmoneh Esrei. We skip in the middle all these brachas that pertain in enumerating our needs. Chachomim said that Shabbos is not a day that a person should be thinking about his needs, his shortcomings. It's not the spirit of Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of oinik, of pleasure. In spite of the fact that he has so many needs, on Shabbos he has to do away with it. It's Shabbos. As such, the Chachomim said that we do not say the middle brachas. It's not such a big avir as you say it. The law is that a person did start to say Yatachonim, as it may have happened to you one time. We're not asking now, this is no confession. As it may have happened, you start a bracha, you finish it. You start at the chonim, not a sin to say at the chonim and Shabbos. You're not obligated, and normally you don't say it. But you did start at the chonim. Even if you don't have it in Shemoneh Esrei, you're in the middle of Refrainu. Oh, it's Shabbos. I looked at the wrong tefillah. You finish the bracha, you don't stop there. Finish the bracha, Rofei Chole Amo Yisroel, and you start the tefillah of Shabbos. It's in the morning, you start Yisroel Moshe. It's not such a sin, not such a crime. Because after all, what did he ask for? He asked for Seichel, he asked for the bunch of should forgive his sins on Shabbos. Slachlan wa vini kifatanu. This gefell, not such a So basically, what is the difference between Tefillah Shabbos and Tefillah Chol, the Tefillah of every day? Is that on Shabbos we avoid those brachas that which we call prayer, really. Pray for parnaseh, pray for our needs, and so forth. Yet, the Tefillah of Shabbos is considered a Tefillah like a Tefillah of the Chol. The middle of the week. Can't talk in the middle. All the tefillos that pertain, all the laws, that all the so to say, everything you have to watch out for. When it comes to kavanah, for example, basically you should have kavanah. The obligation of kavanah is the same thing, and same one in the tefillah of Shabbos. It doesn't make any difference. There's no difference. The din is that you have to be masmir gula with fila, even on Shabbos. It's a fila. How is it a fila? We're not asking for anything. Apparently, let me tell you something. Do you know if the Rabbani Shlalem is the one that doesn't know your needs, and you have to tell him about your needs, he's not worthy to be prayed for. Your little boy is the one, like you're going to a doctor, and he tells the secretary to bring out your file and to see what is the matter with you. That's not the little boy. When we, in detail, in our tefillos, we enumerate in detail all our needs is not to tell the Rabbi Shalom that I have a sick sister or that I'm not making a living or I'm short of this. If he doesn't know it without you telling him, he's dead. Nobody can know that all.
So why do we go into such great detail? Why do we have to tell them exactly all our needs? He knows it all.
It's not to let the Rabbi Nishalom know. He knows it in Shabbos, in the field of Shabbos, without you telling him.
He's not asleep, the Rabbi Nishalom.
When the Rambam says that he is the one that's loy levadei roi leispalel, he is the only one to whom it's worthy to be mispalel. The Rambam tells us that filo is not just like you call up somebody, you need some help from a doctor, you call up the doctor, you tell, listen, I've got a headache, what should I do? I'm running a fever. It's true, you're asking the doctor. That's not filo. Why? Because the Rambam says one more word. The Rambam says, Loi levadei roi leispalel. You know what that means? He is the only one to whom to pray for. Which means, if a person doesn't submit himself to the Almighty before he starts davening, and understand that the only one who can help him is the Rabbi Nishalom. Now, if he thinks the Rabbi Nishalom will help him, and the doctor will help him, both of them will help him, that's not true. That's Gibbish. Loi levadei roi leispalel. He's the only one who can help you. No one else can help you. On Shabbos, the Rabbi Nishalom knows our needs. But you have to first of all be mispalel. What is mispalel? Mispalel doesn't mean to say the word just the way it is in here. That's not prayer. It's a technique with how to pray. But what is prayer? The prayer is that when a person stands before the melech, before the king, before the Rabbeinu Shlomo, he is convinced fully that no one in the world can help him. He is the only one to whom prayer can be addressed. And he is the only one who could help me. Fellow Dom's at the Fifth Avenue Shul, and he's got a chauffeur already waiting for him outside. He says, he's davening. Nothing to worry about this guy. The chauffeur's waiting for him. He's taking him up to the office over there on Broadway. He's got everything you want, right? If not for the Rabbeinu Shalom, he can't get to the car, to the chauffeur. If not for the Rabbeinu Shalom, there is no chauffeur. And there is no car. You know what filo is? Yom Kippur is the day of filo. The Chinuch says that Yom Kippur in its very essence, beside tshuva and forgiveness, it's a yom filo. The Chinuch says that the reason we daven Ni'ile is not because the regular reason, because it's a time, it's a yom filo. No, he says, because it's a yom filo. So instead of davening four Shemoneh Esrei, the Chachamim added the Shemoneh Esrei to accentuate that it's a day dedicated for tefillah. You know, this fact that people are on the shul the whole day, they're davening, it's not just a question because it's a long davening. The reason there's a long davening is because there's a yom tefillah. It's a day of tefillah. Do you know, what do we read by Mincha? It's getting close to the Ilah. We're getting to the climax. We read the story about Yena Hanavi. ended up in the fish's belly. Is that the right word, belly? Nothing wrong. It's an accepted word, belly. He forgot himself, and he's in the fish's belly.
Sagrace, it's so bad, you know. In a tough situation.
You know what he says? Korosi batzoro el Hashem. Korosi, the translation, in old translation means what? I called, right? It's a false translation. I want you to know. You can tell it to the people in our school and everywhere else.
Whatever it says in this, in the Nevi'im, in the Torah,
Koro means prayer.
Amelech, Hashem Yeshio, Amelech Yaneinu B'yom Koreinu.
Every translation says, in the day that we call. Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, Targum Unkula says, Shem Hashem Tzali, I was with Spala. Spuni says, whatever it says, Vayikro Shem Hashem, Avraham Avinu prayed, he was with Spala. You know what he does? Yena Anovi. This Tzava. This is the oily Spala. When he is in the fish's belly, and he doesn't have a cell. Who is the one who can help?
Even a good psychiatrist can't help. He's in a tough situation.
Loi levado roi li ispaleo.
This is what tefillah is about.
How does a person get to this recognition that he is the only one who could help you, and all the other modes of people who help you, which is fine, are only incidental, so to say, to the very decision of help? It's got to be God's decision that this person should be helped. How he's helped, in many ways. Even Yaina was helped by the Almighty. He found a way. How does this happen? This happens with tefillah. On Shabbos, the Rebbe Yisrael knows how it is. We don't have to tell him that I don't have parnasa on Shabbos. He knows. What you have to do is you have to be mitzvah. You have to stand before him, and first of all, there's three brachas of praising the Almighty. You should realize whom you're talking to. You know who I'm talking to? I'm talking to the Mogen Avraham. He's the one who protected Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu came out and he stood up against the whole world, and he said, all the Avodah Zarah don't add up to anything. There's only one Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. Against all the forces of all the kings of the world. He was the Mogen Avraham. He's the only one. He's the only one who's Mechayim Esim. He's Roif Lecholim. He's Okin HaKadosh. He is the only one that you can describe as a Kadosh. Kadosh means separate. Kedusha means separation. Then you have to come to this conclusion that you're ready now, at this point. He's the one that's to whom to pray for. You don't have to tell him it is. He's got your book. He's got your weapon. It's a tefillah. And without remunerating you what you're asking for, you're ready to say modim, to thank him.
Because this is only a technique with which to daven. Tefillah is not what you say. Tefillah is the submission of a human being to this authority, to the Baruch. All of this comes in many ways.
Why do we say Tzuk and Zimri before the Davening? Why do we say Tehillim before we daven?
It's not just so people have enough time to come late to put on the film. That's not the reason. I think that's why he takes chicken and lemon. No. Sukkot is only a setting by people who come on time, incidentally. By people who don't skip, you know. They say the whole Sukkot is lemon. Why do they say the fourth hour? You know why? In order to get ready to come to this full realization that the Rabbeinu Shlalem is Leile Vade Roile Ispaleo, that he is the only one to whom you can pray, you first have to convince yourself of the greatness of God. Hallelujah, Hashem in Hashemayim. He created the whole world. Be'emes v'chayes sipur konav, the old Odadon. The praying. The greatness of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Asher Yishev Yisrael. Such praises that fit only to the Rabbeinu. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom has such praises. When you say all of this, you are in a situation that you got to this point of Lo Levade Oili Yisrael. Hopefully you will be. That's only, of course, if you understand what you say. And if you look at the translation, if you can, and you realize what you say, it is then you're ready for Shmoneh Esrei. It is then that you could be mispalel and speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom directly, one to one. So all of this is just to get you ready. I am his father to the Rabbeinu Shalom because there's a sick person in my family and I need his help, and he's the only one who could help me. I have to be his father, but I got to get to the point where I understand what I'm doing. I say all of Tehillim, all the praises of David HaMelech. Realize whom I'm getting ready to daven before. But then, you don't have to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, help my sister. Even without him, he knows that your sister needs help. And Rabbeinu Shalom knows everything. You got to take care of yourself first. The Rabbit cannot be understood. The Rabbit is very difficult. You'll have to get somebody else to give a lecture on what the Rabbit means. The Rabbit says that the Shiva, that the davening of Shabbos is the same as Borei Priyo Eitz. It's just a no. How could that be? We're on the Rambam side today. Rambam is...
Not in the second.
He's also a member of the shul.
Not in the second shiur. In the second shiur, we'll be on the side of the Rabbit. It's a different Rabbit.
The Rabbit is very difficult. The Rabbit is awfully well.
The Rambam says it's a tefillah. And if it's a tefillah, there's all reason to say that even on Shabbos you could say a tefillah nedava. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Alevai ki yispal eladam kol hayom kuloi. So Rashi says, because tefillah is rachmi. Because what is tefillah about? We need God's help. Don't we need his help on Shabbos? The Rambam says. So he looks for other reasons why he can't say tefillah nedava. Then the Korban says Shabbos. The Kohen says other reasons and so forth.
But of course on Shabbos we need the same Rachmi as we do on Tuesday.
The institution of Tefillah on Shabbos is the same as any day in the week. The procedure is different because it's only Shabbos and so forth.
What the reason why we say 18 brachas is to let the Almighty know our needs? This is not why we say 18 brachas. You don't have to tell the Baruch Hu in detail your needs. He knows it better than you, what you need. Dr. Fink, you know, people pay millions of dollars every year to find out the doctor what the problem is, what he needs. What is really his problem, this fella? He has a miserable life. But what's bothering him? It takes professionals to tell him what he does. The Rambam is a professional. The Baruch Hu is a professional. He knows what your need is. What's mixing up your mind? What's torturing you? What's hurting you? He doesn't need. You know, my sister, her name is Rochel, and she is sick. And you don't make a mistake. It's Rochel Basora. If you come and say you made a mistake, don't worry about it. The Mishabeira. The Rebbe Shlom knows who your sister is. You want to say Mishabeira of her? You know, they're funny people. You know. You think the Rebbe Shlom doesn't know if you made a mistake? Basora. Her name is really Shane. That is that the Rebbe Shlom can help. You made a mistake. Yeah, the Rebbe Shlom knows all your mistakes too. He doesn't expect anything better from you. After all, no wonder that when a person is sick, you say Tehillim.
Just to say to Rabbeinu Shlomo, listen, I'm in need. Help me. I have to prepare myself and to know that my tefillah is a tefillah. And a tefillah, tefillah itself is not a tefillah. A shemenesu is not a tefillah. This is what Rabbi Shubel Soloveitchik says. These are techniques with which to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. Tefillah is a state of the human being. It's a matzav that a person has to get into. Here's a known story, they say. It's a chassidish mindset. But they say that Rabbi Yitzchok Berditchever was a Yom Kippur, and a shepherd came in. He never went a yid, he never went to learn, he didn't know how to daven. And he came in and said everybody was davening, so he started to whistle. He didn't know what to say. So the Berditchever said, you should know, in the heavens now, his whistling was accepted more than all of our davening. Because he expressed, that's the way he expressed his need, his relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlomo.
But there is a time limit to this. I think this is over already, so it means that the lecture is over.
Plenty of time.
Huh? Why is it dark?
Why is it dark?
Because you're going to let it stay dark. But what I mean to say is...
Don't push that button.
What, which button?
Don't. I got it.
No. One will wonder, is Rabbi Greenblatt talking about big things and really, what has it got to do with me, you know? The truth is that each one in our way, incidentally, don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean you don't have to go to shul or that you don't have to be a member in the Young Israel. God forbid. All that is important. And davening is important. And the tzibur is important. So. But this institution of lo levada royally spalil is very basic. And
this is a policy that all of us have. He runs to the doctor. Everything is a doctor. It wouldn't hurt that God could also help me. He's the only one that can submit our sins. That is prayer. Tell you something about Thanksgiving. I go to the rabbi before. After all, he can skip steps. Thanksgiving. Of course, I don't. When Michael Feinstein came to America at the beginning of the war, the States from Europe, it was a few days before Thanksgiving, and he met me. He says, what's it the same? He couldn't pronounce it. He already knew a word of English. What's it the same? He sees the stores are closed. And he asked what it is. Look, she wants to make a telephone. I got to go to the drugstore for a nickel in those days, make a telephone call. There were no telephones. And he says, it's closed. What's for my yom? Not the pilgrim. You know, he listened and he says, "Is that Shana Yom?"
What did he
say? "Is that Shana Yom?" That's it. He said, "The M is Shana Yom." Celebration, and he calls for a recognition that there is someone to be thankful. Now, Shevach, praise and thanking God, is part of the Shmoneh Esrei, you know. At the end, there are three brachas, which we say even on Shabbos, which are brachas of Hodor, Modim, and so on. Now, this answers all the questions, incidentally. The question, what does that got to do with prayer? Thanking God is prayer. The thanking is this realization that he's the only one to be thankful, to be thanked. There's no one else to be thanked, really. Why? Because he's the only one that could be prayed for. Eventually, after I've presented I'm praying to the Rabbeinu Shalom, he is the one that we should thank. Thus it is. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.